Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 174 for Friday, December 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up sharply on Friday, seeing a corrective bounce to end the week. Canola was up by 9 to over $10, the January contract up $9.60 at $422.30 per ton. Chart-based speculative buying interest was a feature in canola, with some stops hit on the way up. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar were both favorable for crush margins, and that helped bring in some solid demand from domestic processors. A lack of significant farmer selling, as producers are thought to be holding out until the new year, was also supportive. However, some profit-taking at the highs did come forward to temper the gains. The larger-than-expected canola production estimate released by StatsCan yesterday was also a bearish factor in the background, as that larger crop will likely lead to bigger carryout supplies by the end of the crop year. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were higher, with the biggest gains in beans. Soybeans were up by 15 to 28 cents, the January contract up 27 cents at 10.38 per bushel. Good export demand remained a main driver in soybeans, as the USDA reported private export sales of 240,000 tons to unknown destinations this morning. That business came on the heels of yesterday's favorable weekly export sales data and was taken as a sign that international demand for U.S. beans remains strong. However, the record-large U.S. crop and relatively favorable South American prospects did limit the upside. Corn was 5 to 6 cents higher, the March contract up 6 at $3.96 per bushel. Some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's solid export news kept corn supported, with speculative positioning ahead of the weekend also underpinning prices. However, the large U.S. supply situation remained a bearish influence in corn. Concerns over a slowdown in demand from the ethanol sector, given the recent weakness in crude oil, also put some pressure on the market. Wheat, it was underpinned by gains in corn and moved up 2 to 8 cents. The March contract in Chicago up 4 cents at $5.94 per bushel. Much of the activity in wheat was technical in nature, although there are also still more than enough concerns over the state of the winter wheat crops in a number of regions of the world, including the U.S. and Russia, and that kept some weather premiums in the futures. But on the other side, yesterday's upward revision to the size of the Canadian wheat crop by StatsCan remained a somewhat bearish influence overhanging the U.S. futures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, December 5th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.